Massachusetts has more than 8,000 miles of rivers. In the 1700s and 1800s, thousands of dams were built to use those rivers to power mills. Many are still around, and the state says only a few of them still serve their original purpose, and many are in disrepair. A growing movement of environmentalists, fishermen, and community groups are pushing to remove some dams in order to restore the health of the rivers they block, and they hope a new infusion of money from the federal infrastructure package will help them in their efforts. WBUR's Walter Wuthman takes us to Trap Hole Brook in Norwood to hear what it takes to remove a dam.
The winter sun is shining as a massive yellow Cat excavator pounds away at a 200-year-old dam. The old stone masonry crumbles easily, falling into the riverbed below.
The sound of the hydraulic hammer, to me, is one of the best sounds in the world.
That's Beth Lambert, director of the state's Division of Ecological Restoration.
When you hear that hammer, you know that another dam is coming down and the river will recover its health.
Trap Hole Brook is home to the largest number of native brook trout in this part of the state, but this dam has long severed their population in two.
So we have trout upstream of the dam, trout downstream of the dam, that are sort of like, families that have been, isolated, in different countries that can't get across the border for years.
Ian Cook, who heads the Neponset River Watershed Association, was key in rallying community support to remove the dam. The project cost about $2 million, with most of the funding coming from the state.
So many things had to go right, and so many people had to be excited about this to get us to this day. It's really wonderful to just see it finally come to fruition.
The removal of this old mill dam in Norwood is part of a larger movement to demolish the thousands of neglected dams across Massachusetts. These dams often look unassuming, even bucolic, but experts say they significantly impact river ecosystems. Here's Chris Hirsch, the state's project manager for the Norwood Dam removal.
One of the things that dams like this, especially small dams, cause is artificial warming of the water. And trout and other cold water animals require very cold, highly oxygenated water.
They can also pose flooding risks. In 2005, downtown Taunton was ordered to evacuate after an earthen dam upstream buckled during a heavy rainstorm. Fortunately, the dam held and was safely removed. There are over 1,000 dams in Massachusetts the state considers high or significantly hazardous. And experts warn that number could grow as climate change leads to more intense rain and flooding. The state's restoration director, Beth Lambert, says the Norwood Dam, which backs up water above a dense residential neighborhood, has all these issues.
The upstream road, downstream houses, sensitive eastern brook trout. Now just multiply that by 3,000 across the Commonwealth, and you can see what a cumulative impact these dams have on public safety and the environment.
Many of those 3,000 dams were built in the 1700s and 1800s to power small mills. Now they're held by a patchwork of public and private owners. In the western part of the country, where most dams are used for hydropower or irrigation, many utilities and farmers are opposed to removing them. But in Massachusetts, some advocates think the state is not moving fast enough in its dam removal efforts.
It has been a somewhat frustratingly slow process.
That's Emily Norton, executive director of the Charles River Watershed Association. Her organization is fighting to remove the Watertown Dam.
It's an anachronism. It's serving no purpose. It's really harming fish populations and native ecology. And a very basic part of river restoration is removing blockages on them.
The Watertown Dam is the first obstacle fish returning from the ocean encounter as they make their way up the main stem of the Charles River looking to spawn.
We know the fish populations overall are just a fraction of what they were historically before sort of colonization of this area.
Records before dams show alewives, shad, blueback herring, and even salmon used to migrate much further up the Charles River watershed. While the state says it has no current plans to remove the Watertown Dam, the pace of dam removal across Massachusetts may soon pick up. The recently approved bipartisan infrastructure package actually includes about $2.4 billion nationwide to support the removal, rehabilitation, and retrofit of dams.
There are so many communities and dam owners that want to remove their dams, but just don't have the resources.
That's Beth Lambert, the state's restoration director. She says she has a vision of streams all over the state freed of their dams. On this February afternoon at Trap Hole Brook, restoration seemed a long way off. Excavators scraped away the crushed stone, leaving a gaping hole of mud and rock in the riverbed. But Lambert said the stream would be transformed by next year.
You won't know that there was a dam. You won't know there was an artificial pond or impoundment. You'll just basically see a stream flowing through a grassy meadow-type setting with trees and shrubs that have been planted there. It'll look amazing.
Lambert said, in addition, all that sediment that's been building up behind the dam will act as a natural seed bank. So as the pond drains down into the original riverbed, those seeds will be exposed to earth, air, and sun. They'll spring to life after waiting for years to grow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Wuthman.